me tell you one story about Adam and Eve. Now, in the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve me live, God put two special trees in the middle of the garden. The tree that make you know wrong from right, and the tree of life. And you warn them, nothing yam from the tree that make you know wrong from right, else them got dead. Now, out of all the creature that God min make, none of them tall min crafty and bad like the serpent. Now one day, when he run him out, he asked the woman, "Wah, God really say you mustn't yam none of the fruit in this garden, yeah?" So the woman say, "So me tell you no." He say, "We free for yam all of them, except the tree in the middle of the garden. Because the day we yam from that tree, we got dead." So the serpent tells she, "Listen, nobody will hear you no. Nothing tall go so. He know that the day tall, you taste this tree, you got know everything just like he." Now the woman look upon the fruit, and it looks so pretty. She sink she teeth in it. Who tells she to do that? Why? She yarn them open wide, and she pass it to Adam, who in the right day with she. And he and I'll taste it, and just like that, he yarn them fly open wide. And both of them realize and naked them naked, just like them barn. So, then go and pick some leaf and make one apron and cover themselves. During the cool of the day, God does go into the garden, and that means the time he does go down for talk with Adam and Eve. So, them hide themselves in the bush and them. So this they know, when God walk into the garden, he start for call out, "Adam, where you there?" And Adam say, "We hide ya, because we naked." So God say, "Naked? Who tell you that you naked?" So Adam say, "Well, for me fault, you know, cause of this woman ya that you give me, she give me this fruit and me taste it." Then Eve say, "Na blame me, cause the serpent fool me off, so me near mom." So after them blame one another, God just turned to the serpent and he say, because you make these two people that me make for disobey me, you know what me go do? You and this woman, I gotta be the biggest enemy from this day. And she picked them, them got bash for your head, and you got bite for them heel." Now the reason God says so, because he may know that the serpent mean none other than Satan himself, the king of all the demons and them. After that, God turned to Eve and he said, "The kind of punishment me gonna give you now, whenever you bring picnic into this world, you got suffer. Me say, you got suffer plenty. And this man side you, yeah, he got rule you." Then God turned to Adam and tell him, "Since you choose to listen to this woman, yeah, rather than me, you know what me got do? In order for you to get liquor food, you got sweat. Sweat day and night in order to get little something for you and the picnic and them for now. And you gonna have to work hard till the time come for you dead. Yeah, you got dead." Then God gets some animal kin and make two apron with them for cover them up. Then God say, "The people and them, Adam and Eve know. Then just like we and know right from wrong and good from bad. And if the day them only yam from the tree of life, them gonna live forever." And with that, God turned them out of the garden. And for make sure the nanga ever get to go back into the garden, he put one big angel there right at the gate.